Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
And he gave me the name who I skip traced her and found the house, found out she did own the lien and bought the house off her. That was my big one, 24 grand.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and this show's all about cutting through all the fluff, getting straight to the good stuff, and helping you move your real estate investing business forward by listening and learning from our best ever guests. And today we've got with us a very inspirational story and someone who's very active in the wholesaling space, and he's going to share with us how he's going about doing that. So with us today, we've got Charlie Tiarina. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well, my friend. Very well. And Charlie is based in Phoenix, Arizona, where, as I mentioned, he's a wholesaler. And in 2015 alone, he's done over 30 deals. From a non-real estate related standpoint, and this ties into the inspirational story, and I'll let Charlie tell you all about it. But from a just really quick,
from a non-real estate related fact. He used to be a mechanic, an auto mechanic, until he had an accident, broke his neck, and had to pursue other things. In particular, he ended up focusing in on real estate and doing wholesaling. So with that being said, Charlie, you want to give the best ever listeners your story and how you got to this point and what you're focused on?
Yeah. So 2011 Christmas Eve morning, I had a car accident, broke my neck from C1 through C6, was in a coma for 28 days. They didn't think I was even going to come out of that. And thankfully I did. When I did come back, I wasn't walking, and I was really freaked out about how I was going to be able to support myself, because I had a lot of nerve damage and I wasn't able to turn wrenches anymore, you know, hold the transmission up from underneath the car. So I was trying all kinds of different things, you know, like selling t-shirts online and Amazon, and, you know, I made a little bit of money with that, but nothing, you know, that was going to keep me going and put food on my table for the rest of my life. So I was a little bit worried about it. And a friend of mine one day tells me, you know, well, why don't you go work for my dad? He'll hire you. And, you know, I just asked, well, what does he do? And he was a real estate investor here in Phoenix, 38 years in the business here in our local market. And, you know, I thought, well, man, that sounds pretty interesting. You know, that'd be some good stuff to learn about. And so I agreed to go on with that guy. His name's Dan Valentine. He passed away a couple of weeks back of cancer. But I was really fortunate to have the time that I was able to be with that guy, because he took me in and he basically, you know, like a son, he dragged me to every networking event. He taught me the ins and outs of structuring deals and how to determine whether or not this was a good investment. He taught me about seller's motivation and rehab repair estimates and all kinds of stuff like that. And he was really instrumental in, you know, where I'm at right now. And I'll always be thankful for that guy. When I first started with him, I did nothing but sit on the phone behind the computer on Mojo Sales is what we were using. And I just called FISBO after FISBO after FISBO after FISBO after FISBO. And I just would talk to him. I would set appointments. Dan had his own acquisition team that would go out on the appointments and acquire the deals. And so I was making, there were deals being made. I was getting a bonus on each deal that was closed, but I didn't actually go independent and start doing it full time by myself until last December. You know, Dan was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and, you know, obviously he had a lot on his plate, his family, his health and everything else. And it just wasn't, you know, they had to end up shutting down the investment side of their business, and they were just doing property management, which his wife runs. So I, you know, it was nerve wracking. I initially started out going and working with a couple other guys that I met at one of the investor club meetings. And we did some deals together there, but it didn't end up working out with those guys. You know, which, there was no real upside for me to be with them. So then I finally took the leap and just started working independent from home. And then I always knew I had what it takes to do this. But it just took a matter of, you know, really getting the guts to do it on my own. And once I did, it just took off like fire. And, you know, I did like 14 deals the first month that I was on my own, 12 the next. Just I made a lot of connections, a lot of networking. I still do a lot of networking. That's one thing that I picked up from Dan that was crucial to this business, is networking, who you know, and making deals with those guys, you know. So not all my deals are something that I sourced and found through my own marketing. Sometimes I do double assignments, co-selling, MLS, you know, which a lot of people think there's no deals on there, but I get a couple of here and there.
Okay. Wow. So first off, in 2011, Christmas Eve, thank goodness you came out of the coma. after 28 days. And you said when you came back, you were not walking, and you were trying to, you know, you were an auto mechanic previously, and you were trying to figure out how you're going to make money. What are, as you know, that was what, 4 years ago almost.
Yeah.
Where are you at now physically? Because I think it's important to understand, you know, the things that you're challenged with now compared to, you know, where you were and how you've progressed.
Well, physically overall, I feel pretty good. I actually never did feel any real pain, you know, over the accident, which is a whole nother story that too long for here. But I did suffer a brainstem bleed. I suffered some nerve damage that affected my right eye. So I wear a patch on that eye because I have extreme double vision. I don't drive still. They're still evaluating me. They say I can get it back in August of next year. And I'm praying and I'm pretty sure I will get it back. But they wanted to evaluate me for, you know, to make sure I don't have any seizures and such. So I've been getting around to my appointments. Either by Uber or I do own a truck. And so sometimes I hire a guy to just drive me around. You know, if I have a lot of appointments, I'll just hire that guy for the day and he'll drive me around in my truck. Another thing that I should note is that as nervous as I was to go out on my own and take it on, you know, it wasn't just about the nerves or the determination to do it. I didn't have a whole lot of money at the time. And so I've never to this day sent out any mail campaigns. I do intend to try that, but I haven't done any mailers. My deals all came from, initially I didn't have any money at all. I couldn't even afford to print flyers, you know, to hang on people's doors. So I would just go neighborhood to neighborhood. I would just ride an Uber cab over there and I would get dropped off at the start of the neighborhood. I had a little Camelback water bag tied to my back and, I would go door to door and I would just knock and I would tell people that, you know, I'm a local real estate investor and we're doing fix and flips in the area. And we have actually a remodel going on a few streets over. You may have seen that house with the dumpster in the driveway, you know, and we're actively looking to pick up some more property in this neighborhood. And I just wanted to know if you guys would be interested in selling this place maybe. And I didn't get any deals off that directly from somebody that said, you know, oh, yeah, we're, you know, good thing you came and knocked on my door today. But I did get some referrals from people knocking on doors like that to a family member that, you know, was moving or facing foreclosure or, you know, one lady's mother or her aunt died. And so she put me in contact with her cousins and I ended up buying that house. And I did make some initial deals that way. And then I did do some door hangers and bandit signs and Craigslist. I've been doing that for over a year, you know, 5 days a week I do that. So, yeah, I do have some physical setbacks, you know, that I just feel like people should really take into consideration why they're not taking action and what holdups they have. And then look at a guy like me who doesn't even drive and still is able to take down deal after deal after deal. And you know, a lot of people say that, oh, the market's too hot. There's not a lot of inventory. Competition's too high. Well, here in Phoenix, we're, you know, I'm up against guys that are putting $60,000, $70,000 a month into marketing. And I don't feel any type of pressure about that competition because there's plenty of houses in any market, I believe, to find and do deals. You know, even if you're making, you know, $500 on the deal, it's $500 you didn't have yesterday. And you should just be trying, you know, we're wholesalers. I did notice a lot of people are trying to make these $40,000, $50,000 assignments, you know, but I think they've lost sight of the fact that we are wholesalers. This is a volume business and you should try to get as many leads in your pipeline as possible, as many offers out there as possible. Yeah. And take whatever you get on each deal so that you can say at the end of the year, you know, you did 200 deals next to the guy that did, you know, 20.
What serves as your inspiration to do more deals?
Well, I do have some aspirations to do some philanthropy, but more for me is that during the time I was recovering from my from my accident. I was at my grandmother's house, actually. They had to have a hospital bed shipped in there. I wasn't even walking at the time. And I was recovering. My mom's a nurse, so she was helping me out. And I didn't have insurance, so I was doing my own, you know, makeshift physical therapy, chair yoga and stuff like that. And I just started getting back on my feet, just started moving. And unfortunately, during that time, my dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. So it kind of reversed the roles, you know. Those guys were taking care of me, and then I was taking care of my dad because I was the only one at the time not working. I was home full time, and that really put a strain on my life, really, you know. And during that time, I was really grateful to have the opportunity to just talk to my dad about things that we probably should have been talking about our whole lives, you know. But, you know, we're guys, so we didn't talk about that stuff. And, you know, just I made a promise to my dad, you know, that I'd do everything in my power to, you know, take care of my family. And so I am driven to do that. Every day I wake up religiously. I always do the same tasks. I make hundreds and hundreds of phone calls still. I just started to automate the back end of my business and, you know, implement workflows so that I can do more deals. And I started adding guys to my team. So
when somebody comes up to you and or you're speaking and they say, boy, I just can't find any deals. It's just so hard out there. Yeah. Do you get upset? Do you get annoyed? Do you empathize? Like, what are the emotions that you feel knowing the challenges and the setbacks, do you call them, that you've had to overcome? And, you know, if someone says that to you, what do you feel and what do you say?
No, I don't ever get upset. I'm a pretty easygoing guy. Up until just recently, I was asked to speak at a couple of local, you know, local real estate investing club meetings. And so this is really kind of new to me. You're my only first interview, you know, podcast or whatnot. But and people did come up more or less. They were inspired. I think, you know, I think it gives them opportunity to see that, you know, whatever holdbacks they have or whatever stopping them from going out. You know, I don't believe that there's not enough deals. There's always going to be deals. People have been doing this, you know, hundreds of years or, you know, since the beginning of America. So, no, I don't get upset. And I just tell them, you know, that this job's about consistency and persistence. And I think of it as a funnel. You know, I shovel leads in that funnel all day, all day, all day. And pretty soon, not all of them accept on the spot, but some do. All the rest go into a follow-up campaign, you know, and I follow up on them every single month for a full year, unless they tell me to quit freaking bothering them. And deals just have started to drip out, you know, more consistent. And I think it's just the way you look at it. You know, obviously, if you're only go out there and make, you know, an offer a week, then yeah, the market seems tight. You know, it takes more than one offer a week to start getting deals to start dripping out of that funnel.
How many phone calls would you say you make on a daily basis?
A couple hundred. And I call all different type of phone. You know, some days I do FSBOs, some days I do realtors, some days I do contractors, lawyers.
After having a couple hundred, and how long have you been doing that? A year or two?
Year. Full year.
One full year. A couple hundred phone calls a day.
Yeah.
Is this Monday through Friday?
Yeah. Well, it used to be 7 days a week because I'm, you know, I don't know. I went through a period where I completely submersed myself in work. You know, I say now that it was probably, you know, I was kind of hurting inside. So I think I was just trying to occupy my mind on work, you know, strictly work. But recently I had a friend tell me, you know, hey, what the hell? You have to balance your life. So now I only do it, yeah, Monday to Friday, my, you know, my ads, my Facebook stuff, my phone calls, all that stuff. I do it Monday to Friday and I take weekends off. But that just...
And you mentioned that you do the same stuff when you wake up. What do you do when you wake up? What's the process?
Make coffee and I get in front of my computer, check my emails for new leads. Then I go to Craigslist. I post 12 ads every single day, Monday through Friday. I check with my team, make sure that they're all posting ads. I got six guys, so each one of them posts 12 ads every morning. Then I go to Facebook. I go to my page. I share my ad from my page to 40 groups a day. Make sure the guys are sharing theirs. I make a daily task list that I, you know, check off, and I just review my day and make sure that I'm not missing anything. Sometimes I have appointments or, you know, whatever other stuff comes up that's not my normal routine. I review that and make sure that I'm staying on task and not missing appointments and such.
Why 12 ads? Is that a magic number?
Well, no. I found that if you post more than 12, some groups won't even allow the We Buy Houses ads, you know, so they get flagged right away. So I started to figure out that I can just post them in certain groups, and you can post four. There's east, north, you know, north, south, east, and west. So I post four ads in each area in three different groups. And then I just move on. There's no reason to put more than 12 either, because I do it 5 days a week. So, you know, always some of my ads get flagged, obviously. I think there's people out there that search just for my stuff and flag them. But, you know, persistence rules in this game. And so even if there is a guy out there flagging my stuff, he can't, you know, I'm on that treadmill. If we were having a race, you know, for $1 million or whatever, I'll run on that treadmill until I'd have to die before I fly off that treadmill.
You and Will Smith. Yeah, that's what Will Smith says too.
I heard that one. And you know what? That really touched a note with me. And I always think about that, you know, when I'm going every day. You know, I put up all my ads. I do all my stuff that I do on a daily basis. I don't, you know, some days I feel tired. Yeah, I have been wearing myself out, but I still try to make as many calls as I can during the day. And I think to myself, well, if I'm out there doing it every day and the next guy slows down for a split second, I'm ahead. So I just keep on going, you know.
And very quickly, what is a typical wholesale deal that you do? What's the profit margin that you get, and what's that look like?
Well, I have had my lowest was $1,250. And the highest one I had was $24,000 to date. But I generally average between 5 and 10, but usually right around the $7,500 range per deal.
Okay. And what's your best real estate investing advice ever?
Persistence. You have to keep going. You have to. You just have to set your plan. You have to get going on it, and you just have to go like a psycho every single day. Don't stop. And pretty soon you're going to have enough leads in there that, like I said, deals will just start dripping out on a consistent basis. And you won't feel all stressed out about, you know, am I going to make a deal to put gas in my car and be able to go driving for dollars or whatever, you know, even worse, you know, am I going to be able to make a deal and put food on the table for my kids? You know, just you have to be persistent in this game.
I saw that coming whenever you're talking about, you know, whatever setbacks you have. It's all about consistency and persistence. And I completely agree. And I'll touch on more of that during the summary. But ultimately, it's about, in my opinion, it's about the actions that we take. It's not about the ideas that we have, because the ideas that we have are just that, they're ideas. But they're not tangible until we actually do something about them on a consistent basis. So I am one of your disciples when it comes to that advice, that's for sure. You ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's do it.
First, a quick word from our best ever partners.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.
Charlie, what's the best ever book you've read?
I like 10 Times Rule, Grant Cardone.
All right. Yeah, very, very good book. And Grant has been a guest on the show before, and you can check out his episode. It's episode 190, best ever listeners. It's called Using a Video LOI to Win a Deal That Netted $20 Million.
I just need one of those.
Best ever personal growth experience, and what'd you learn from it?
meeting my mentor, Dan Valentine, and I learned that there was things to do in real estate that I never even realized were possible before. It's been life changer for me.
Best ever deal you've done?
It was a tax lien certificate, and house had been vacant for 5 years. I actually skip traced the house, found out the lady was passed on, got a hold of her grandkid who gave me a story about this dirty lawyer that stole the house. And I said, oh, really? I said, I can't believe that. What's that lawyer's name? And he gave me the name who I skip traced her and found the house, found out she did own the lien and bought the house off her. That was my big one, 24 grand.
Best ever project you're most excited about right now?
Oh, I have an entire back-end system that I've put into place where all my deals go through a workflow, and it has taken off so much of the load that all I really have to concentrate on now is making my phone ring and getting leads into that hopper.
Best ever way you like to give back?
I do some volunteer work. I like to read to kids. I do like women's shelter in town where it's like a reading time, you know. I like to talk to kids about my story, and, you know, I had a little bit of a colorful past myself, so I try to lead by example nowadays.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Not having the confidence in myself to just take the bull by the horns and get out there and do it.
And where's the best ever place for the listeners to reach you?
They can reach me at firebirdwholesale@gmail.com, or they can call me at 602-888-1498. I always answer my phone, and if I don't, I'll call you back.
Yeah, if you don't, then you're on the phone making those hundreds of calls every day.
Yep, but a lot of those are networking, so I'm always open to networking.
Yep, yeah, I have no doubt that you'll give anybody a call back as quickly as you can. And Charlie, this has been an inspirational conversation, learning about what you've overcome, what you're continuing to overcome, and the, you know, as you call it, the setbacks that you have, and the approach that you take with consistency and persistence. As you say, you go like a cycle every day and don't stop, and making hundreds of calls on a daily basis and manufacturing progress, having somebody initially to show you the template for how to do it. But that template for how to do it will only take you so far. In fact, it won't take you really far at all. It'll just give you the map. But then you actually have to set out on your own journey and do it. And I think it's this has been a really good example of someone who has taken setbacks and then made them work as well as you can, and then you're thriving in the real estate community as a result of all of your persistence and being consistent on a daily basis. So thank you so much for sharing your advice and your story with the best ever listeners, and I'm very grateful for our conversation, and I'm looking forward to staying in touch and speaking with you soon.
Great. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate you having me on, and I gotta say I feel humbled to be interviewed on a show that has had guests, you know, the type of guests that you keep on your show. So thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.